think people were sceptical at first, and we were without a rudder in the beginning. We didn't have a sense of direction to go with, and we were well supported by the RFU. And they said to us, well, we'll help you, we'll run some training sessions for you. But we weren't sure what format it would take. I mean, the guy whose idea it was, a guy called Anthony Brooke, who's got cerebral palsy and a learning disability, said he wanted to play contact. There wasn't probably realistically in the early days a team that would have taken us on playing contact rugby. That developed over a period of time as, first of all, we played in a sevens touch tournament, and it got mentioned in a local newspaper. And after that, we were picked up by a guy called Gwilym Lewis, who's manages a Welsh side. Now, the Welsh have been running mixed ability rugby for 20 plus years now. And once this guy got in touch, he said, well, look, this is the way we run it, and it works really well over here, and it's worked for 20 years. So instead of reinventing the wheel, we just recreated the same model. And I think what this tournament, the ultimate aims of this tournament, are to help other teams to utilise this model and really get more mixed ability teams out there and get more lads with disabilities and without disabilities playing and working together.